Hello and welcome to the GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your entire specification, algorithms. Whether you're sitting AQA, OCR, EdExcel or any other board, algorithms are absolutely central to your exam, and by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about them. So, what actually is an algorithm? An algorithm is simply a finite sequence of clear, unambiguous instructions used to solve a problem or achieve an objective. Think of it like a recipe. It tells you exactly what to do in what order. And just like a bad recipe produces a bad meal, a poorly designed algorithm produces incorrect or inefficient results. Section 1. The three building blocks of every algorithm. Every algorithm is built from just three constructs: sequence, selection, and iteration. Remember these three words, they will come up again and again in your exam. First, sequence. Instructions are carried out one after another, in order. If I write set x to 5, then set y to x plus 3, then output y, that's sequence. The output would be 8. Second, selection. This is where the algorithm makes a decision using if statements. If score is greater than or equal to 70, then output pass, else output fail. End if. In a flowchart, selection is shown as a diamond shape. Rectangles for processes, diamonds for decisions, ovals for start and end, parallelograms for input and output. Third, iteration. Repeating a block of code. Count-controlled iteration uses a for loop, you repeat a fixed number of times. Condition-controlled iteration uses a while or repeat until loop, you keep repeating until a condition is met. A really common exam mistake is confusing these two types. For loops count, while and repeat until loops check a condition. Section 2. Trace tables. A trace table manually steps through an algorithm to track variable values at each step. Examiners love trace table questions. They appear in almost every paper. Step 1, identify all variables and create a column for each. Step 2, work through line by line, updating the table every time a variable changes. Step 3, record any output in a separate output column. Always show every single step. You can earn method marks even if your final answer is wrong. Section 3, types of errors. There are three error types you must know: syntax errors, logic errors, and runtime errors. Syntax error is a mistake in the grammar of the code. The program won't run at all. Think of it like a spelling mistake. The sentence doesn't make sense. A logic error means the code runs but produces the wrong result. The syntax is fine, but the programmer's reasoning was wrong. These are the trickiest to find because the program appears to work. A runtime error only occurs while the program is running. Classic examples include dividing by zero or accessing an index that doesn't exist. The program crashes partway through. Memory trick, SLR, students learn relentlessly. Syntax stops it running, logic gives wrong results, runtime crashes during execution.
Section 4, searching algorithms. You need to know two searching algorithms, linear search and binary search. Linear search is the simpler one. You start at the beginning of a list and check each item one by one until you find what you're looking for, or reach the end without finding it. It works on both sorted and unsorted lists, which is a key advantage. The disadvantage is that it can be slow for large lists. In the worst case, you check every single item. Binary search is much more efficient, but it only works on a sorted list. This is really important, and examiners will test you on it. You look at the middle item. If it's your target, you're done. If your target is smaller, discard the right half and repeat on the left. If your target is larger, discard the left half and repeat on the right. Each step eliminates half the remaining items, so binary search is dramatically faster for large datasets. Section 5, sorting algorithms. You need to know bubble sort and merge sort. Bubble sort repeatedly steps through the list comparing adjacent pairs. If they're in the wrong order, swap them. After each each pass, the largest unsorted item bubbles up to its correct position at the end. You keep making passes until no swaps are needed. Merge sort uses a divide and conquer strategy. First, repeatedly split the list in half until you have individual elements. Then merge pairs of lists back together in sorted order. Keep merging until you have one fully sorted list. The key trade-off, bubble sort is simple and uses less memory because it sorts in place. Merge sort is much faster for large lists, but requires extra memory to store the split lists during merging. Always consider both time efficiency and memory usage when evaluating algorithms in your exam. Now let's talk about exam technique. This is where many students lose easy marks. Command words matter enormously. State or give means a brief factual answer, one or two words. Describe means say what something is using correct terminology. Explain means say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Evaluate means consider both advantages and disadvantages and make a reasoned conclusion. For trace tables, always create a column for every variable, including loop counters. Work through every single line. Show output in a separate column. Show all your working. For pseudocode, use the programming language subset in your exam paper. Make sure if statements have end if, while loops have end while, and for loops have next. Quickfire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the three constructs used in all algorithms? Sequence, selection, and iteration. Question 2. What is the key requirement for binary search to work? The list must be sorted. Question 3. What is the difference between a syntax error and a logic error? A syntax error prevents the code from running at all. A logic error allows the code to run but produces incorrect results. Question 4. In bubble sort, what happens at the end of each pass? The largest unsorted element bubbles up to its correct position at the end of the list. Question 5. What are the two types of iteration and which loop represents each? Count controlled uses a for loop. Condition controlled uses a while or repeat until loop. You got this. Algorithms are one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. The more trace tables you complete and the more pseudocode you write, the more natural it all becomes. Keep revising, keep practicing, and good luck in your exam. Until next time.